from the last line on Tzadik Vov on the day, going over to Tzadik Zayin and Aleph. The Mashiach, of course, is supposed to be a descendant of David HaMelech. That's what he more calls Tzadik in Omos. That's the last line on Tzadik Vov on the day. So Yom Ho Ochim Nesuk is David HaMelech. Mashiach will be, Mashiach means one who has Mashiach of Hashem and Hamishcha. And the din is Yom Ho Mashiach of Hashem and Hamishcha, and one who is a descendant from the mouth of David. In Tanakh, you have the other Malachim also had Mashiach. So the Gemara says in Kriyas that was an imitation of Mashiach. That was only the Shem and Afarsimo. It wasn't real bona fide Shem and Mishchat Kodesh. The Shem and Mishchat Kodesh or Mashiach on any Melech other than Malachim and David is a violation of Nigla the Hegdush, because it has Kedusha of Hegdush, and you can only use it for Mashiach of the Kangol. Mashiach is from the Malchus HaNecheres, the Hainu Rabbi HaMelech. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah is that the Melech HaMashiach will not only be a descendant from David HaMelech, but be a descendant from Shlomo HaMelech, Mizera Shlomo. That's the question exactly where he say that in the Gemara. But there are letters somewhere that the Rambam assumes that it won't be from the other children of David HaMelech, but from Shlomo HaMelech. So we were learning the Agadah. The Gemara says that the 7 years preceding the year of HaMashiach is going to be a whole program of what's going to happen. The Gemara says that that's Tana Rabbanan, 6-7 lines from the top of Tzadik Zayin. And Aleph Shavua, those 7 years, the unit of 7 years is called the Ashmita, Shavua. So then David Bobo, that Shmita, that cycle, and the Mashiach will come at the end of it, is going to be the following program. Shana Rishayin on this time, because there the following passage will be fulfilled, that it says, the rain will be an irregular pattern. Some areas it will rain, some areas it won't rain. It's going to be totally irregular. Instead of having rain on a whole region, so rain on one field, in Tati Alir Achas, Alir Achas Loyamtir. How do they know that this is up? The Rashi says they have such a tradition. And that process will be Mekuyim. That process will be Mekuyim the first year. Rashi says, on the other portion, he says like that. They have such a tradition. And that process will be Mekuyim the Shana Mishana before the year of HaMashiach. Shana Shni will be Chitei Rav Yishtalkin. People are going to be starving. There won't be enough food to go around. Shana Shni Shit Rav Gadol. Bigger family. And Nathan, Manashim, Manashim, attack people will be dying. And the Torah Mishtakachas and Amdeh, people will be forgetting their learning because they'll be starving. What's that? If you don't have any food, you can't learn. So it will be forgotten. Shana Reviews will be a major change. Sova. Name of Sova. A lot of people will have a lot to eat and other people won't have. Chamishim, Sova Gadol. And again, so there'll be so much food, so the people will be able to concentrate on that. It's going to be contrary. Not going to be anything to eat, too much to eat. Everything strength. A new order, doctor, a new order. Then the Gemara says, the Shisha, the sixth year in this cycle is going to be kolos. What kind of noise is that? The Rashi has two interpretations. Either kolos, there will be rumors. There will be rumors that Mashiach is on his way, that the first shot and Rashi has another shot. No, noises. Kolos is Tiasher Kishanem, he's talking about the Sheikh of Lodol. That they'll hear Tiasher, and not that people will be my Sheikh, they'll hear Sheikh of Lodol. A lot of my questions say they'll be colors like from the sky. So there'll be noises coming from the sky. A lot of my questions say not like either shot and Rashi. And then the Shviyas will be Mohammed. And that's what Gemara says in the Gila, that's why you assume that when there's a Muhammad, that's our top of the Gula, because that's part of this process, that they had a tradition, that's leading up. Our top of the Gula means something that we know historically is going to lead up to the coming of Mashiach. So say it's our top of the Gula. The Rashi says the Muhammad is going up to the Chavim, so he mentioned this, he said the Chassam Sefer wrote a diary. He writes a little history, he writes a lot of halacha, he writes drushes, in his diary, printed. So he writes regarding some war that was going on during his lifetime, that it's not proper to be his palatah for his bocha, that the war should end, because all the Muhammads are an assault of the Gula, and you have to let the Gula develop itself out. You have to let it unravel itself. It's going to be found to the Gunish one that the war should end. So you're preventing the Gula from coming. So this was picked up years later by the Minchas Alonzo. The Minchas Shah, he quotes this from Sanchez's diary, which is printed during his lifetime. It's available already. And he says the same during the First World War, that they were considering being very detained, being spouted in Rushmore, that the First World War should end because somebody lied that being lost. And he says, you're not allowed to because you're stopping the Gula practice. And they were working on the assumption that all Muhammad are called to the Gula. And the Gemara says, Muhammad's been stopped, Muhammad's in the whole wide world. And Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi says, see, we're not going to see if the source of Muhammad's been up because Muhammad is true. If it's a war between the Union and the Nakhid, that's not a war, there's a war going on. The First World War basically was because, well, I don't think there was a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. There was a war going on. Jews were losing their life. Whenever there's a war, Jews are losing their life. There's a Korean war, there's a Chinese war, there's a Jewish soldier who's losing their life in every war. The war now in Iraq, there in Afghanistan, they're always losing their life in every army, they're losing their life. But you can't really call it a Muhammadan Yisrael of the Chachot. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like the Chacham says in the Minchas Shabbos. He seems to be assuming that it's only Muhammad between the Yidden and the Goyim. And the Pashtus is probably the Muhammad between the Yidden and the Goyim. Like who will be the final over there? Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara is referring to. She is Muhammad, and that's leading to the Gula.
You see,
could be.
Of
all the nations of the world, against Eretz, against Yisrael, yeah. Produced the first of Muhammad's of the month. I don't know. More talks later that all kinds of Muhammad. More talks about Muhammad of Taninim, about the fish. The fish are going to have some kind of a war. I don't want to say. I don't know what that's an allusion to. Sounds like science fiction. After these 7 years, in this order, that then so she is in double book. So then the Gemara says, I but it happened so many times, all these things happened in Moshiach to come. So the Gemara says, first of all, we didn't have the Shishis Kaila. That they didn't have. And secondly, the Gemara says, it was never considered. All these kind of things happened, but it didn't happen in this order, the first year, the second year, the third year. Somehow they had a tradition that when these 7 things are going to happen in this specific order, then Moshiach will come. So the Gemara goes right to Simonim, how to identify that you're holding by the man of the HaMashiach. The Gemara says, Sagar of Yidoyna, right, he said many of these words appear on the Lid of Avon Seifa. So the Gemara says, Beit HaVad Yiel is Nus. The place that Yeshiva, or the place for the Bezel is to me, so I think Rashi and Seifa says, it doesn't mean that Yeshiva will have Nus going on in Yeshiva. That Rashi says, Nus will have such a thing. A donker, Nus and a donker. He doesn't want to shut one down. Rashi says, everyone will stop learning, and the yeshiva won't have any people learning. So what do you do with an empty building? So the Zionists will take over the building. He doesn't learn there at the same time. So he is there. So what is this an indication of? A tragedy. No one's learning Torah in the yeshiva. It's going to be an empty building. No one's using it. And the main of the Zionists are going to use it for terrible things. The Hazom of Yechari, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, will be in a state of Chudin. Adam and Yoshin. You don't know what this is referring to. You don't know what any of these are referring to. A lot of these simon, we don't even know how to translate the words. Anshagul itself is going to get a word. Anshagul itself is going to be roaming around. It's very unclear who it's referring to. And no one will have Rahmanas on the people who need a hand up. The Chachma Tatsofer and Tisra, and the scholars will be frowned upon. No one will respect anyone who knows how to learn Torah. Here is Hakim Watson. Anyone who's afraid to do any other area, anyone who's true, will be an outcast. Kenei Hadork, Kenei Hakela. What in the world does that mean? So there's only one cause to get out, the shouldn't that doesn't belong. What could it possibly be referring to? Kanei HaDor, Kanei HaKelo. So the Maharsho has a Shamesh. Azi Nefesh, right. The Gemara is a Klova of Azi Nefesh, that he has an interesting comment. The Pasuk says in Ishlei that, how do you say, Tachnunim Yidabe Rosh, the Asher Yana Azi. So usually people who are poor eat the hafnoah, because they're the problem. And people who are rich are tzakas, because they have so much money, so they always have a day, and they speak with a big chutzah. And the dogs have nothing. The dogs have nothing at all. And still they bark.
they're allowed now. So we interpret the Marshal interpret that when it's Nei Hador, it's Nei Hakeler. It'll be a generation where the people will be poor, they won't have any money. You might be just one of the Timon of Abiyah Samashia, the wrong people will be broke. Nobody will have any, there won't be a Tikkun Kutan and Akit. No one will have any money at all. Everyone will be poor. So despite the fact that they'll be poor, they'll still be seeking the Kutan, which is an unusual thing. Usually the Kutan goes to the end of the Tashirah. So this is unique to the Keller. That the Kulavim are already fine. They bought the Kutan despite the fact that they have no Mazayim. That the Torah, the Gata Hem. That's how the Mahashur is that shot. The famous interpretation that the Rav says all the names of the Torah Salam. And the Pnei Hador, the Pnei Hakel of the Yiddish refers to the Pnei, refers to the leaders of the generation, the Pnei family, the Pnei. So the Pnei Hador will be the Pnei Hakel. If you get a marshal that a lot of times when a wealthy man has a door, so the door runs in front of the Balabar. You get the impression that if the door is within the Balabar, the Balabar holds the door on a leash, and the door goes where he wants to go, and the Balabar is following. Isn't that a little strange? So he said, the answer is no. The dog really knows where the Balabas wants to go. He's going home, going to shul, whatever direction he knows. So the dog really knows in advance where the Balabas wants to go. So it looks as if the dog is leaving the Balabas, but the truth of the matter is not so. The Balabas really is leaving the dog. So they say in Eber and Kosalanta that the Rabbanim, the Manigim of the generation, are supposed to be leading the people in their generation. But in the times of Mashiach, the Rabbanim and the leaders of the generation will not be leaders. They'll just be like clubs. They'll turn back behind to see where the Balabatim is. Balabatim want to have with them a piece of that, well, what do they want to have? So, whatever they want, so the Rabbanim will lead them in that direction. But it looks as if they're leading the generation, but they're not really leading the generation. They're leading the generation in the direction where the generation wants to go. They won't be leaders. And so they say, the name of the Tokalan. It's a verb, it's not the Koshi Shat and Gemara. The word Pinei, you use the word Pinei in the sense of the leaders of the generation, that's a Yiddish. Expression, that's not the community group. Anyway, so the book is going to work out the whole line. May have those in the next book. But whatever it's may have there.
You have to say that the leaders are in America.
You
don't have any,
you're
always
saying
doubtful
to
see what
is going on.
That's
the problem.
They're
not going to
be a
sheep. They don't want to take the sheep. They have no sheep. Yeah. So that's how Rabbi Saul Talanta said. That's one of the Simonim of the Deus HaMashiach. And the leaders will not really be leaders. What it means, the Emes Ne Adaris and the truth will be obscure. No one will know what the real truth is. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Shenema, but Emes is the real Emes Ne Adaris. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. But it means it's Malame, Ne Adaris, Ne Adar means listen, obscure. But it also has the connotation of Adorim Adorim. There will be many different groups. You have the Mizrach and the Aguda and all the different groups, and each one claims that they have the Emes. So many different yeshivas, and every yeshiva has a different style from a different Chassidish group, and every Chassidish has a different style. And each one thinks that they are the only ones that have the Emes. If you're mocked, that there are many versions of Emes. Everybody has a different kind. This is one version, and the other is another version. Okay, they're right. They're coming from. Appreciate all these, they shot in a variety of despite the right, that's one thing. But each one insists that they're the only ones who have the truth. And it's not there, it's not just like Dora Madon, different groups, different like herds of the Danes. Each group insists that they're, with an assistance with that Seder, that they're the only ones who have the truth. So that's that the cloud is over, will be broken up into fragmented, into tiny little groups, which don't get along with anybody else. The problem is that that's what they're showing. That's ready. All these Simonim were already, it didn't happen just in our lifetime. It was so many centuries already. But the Simonim said before, all the Simonim already happened. For so many years, the Mashiach has been coming. The Gemara said, another thing that Abdiyah HaMashiach is going to be, the Torah Meiram Yishtolel. What does it mean, the Torah Meiram Yishtolel? They have it in parentheses, the Torah Meiram Yishtolel, the two words. That's part of that passage in Yishai. So it's right on the side of Marshal Marchet is there. So it quotes from the Vilna Goyim in Dalit that you should quote that out. You should quote that the Marshal quotes it out. Because the Gemara is quoting the whole passage. The Gemara is going to comment. The next line, the Gemara is going to say, my, what shot in the last phrase in the passage in Yishai that you just quoted the Torah Meirah, Mishtoveo, Obviously, they quoted the Pasuk before, otherwise they wouldn't ask my son and I'm told. So the Gemara says, I'm a bit of shame, the Pasuk should tell me Ra, you should tell me about this. Anyone who refrained from using Avera, not that he shuffles Mamgaben and he has one day paid, and he just is a little bit like the religious, so the people think, oh, I'm a sugar, and he's got to be a sugar. He lost his mind. Before the Biyas HaMashiach, anyone who has any sense of decency, anyone who has any sense of religious observance, will be frowned upon and will be assumed to be a Mishnah. Then we left to discuss this tomorrow, that's the importance of telling the truth. And the mother says that the children died because the husband told the wife, His wife was washing her hair, and the neighbor knocked on the door. And the neighbor said, is your wife home? So he should have said, she's not able to come to the door now. Instead of saying the whole truth, so he said, she's not home. So that caused, this is a thing where all the people were mastered on telling the truth, and then they were pushed up, and no one ever died for a reason, and no one ever died young, they all lived to a life all day. So because he told a lie, they lost their two children, and then they asked him to move out from the city. Yeah. Like the city moves, yeah. In my sense, the city moves. So the people always were mastered on telling the truth, and no one ever died at all. No one ever died at all. Even one day they never died for a reason, and they never died young. Then the Gemara continues to give all of these terrible demonim about how terrible it will be before Mashiach comes. Tanya Rav Nehairaya in there, Darshad and David Bobo, that generation, that Mashiach will come, the army of the Kenan became it. There won't be any respect for elders, there won't be any respect for parents. The younger generation will be the advisor of the older generation. So the Kenan Yam the Kenan Yam, and the older generation will have to stand up in the presence of the young people who are behind the ears, they have no experience in life and anything. But in our generation, and the people are placing so much insistence on technological advance and sciences, so the younger the person is, the more he's aware of the new advances, and the older the people are, so the less they're an understanding of these new technological advances. So the older people have to stand up out of respect for the younger people. So you must consider that a terrible sin. There won't be any respect for the elders. The Bach Kama Bihima, the daughters will be disrespectful to their mothers, the daughters and mothers. Well, just go, the daughters will not be respectful to the mothers. You must consider this any worse than it ever was. Okay. The daughters will be very disrespectful to the mothers. They're not being despised by the others. The children will not respect the parents. Then we must continue with all of these terrible predictions. What's going to be before Mashiach comes? I mentioned that the Danish guy, this newspaper on Dan Yankees, he takes every phrase in the Gemara, which is clearly mashma v'ra. It's a terrible thing. It's a description, the depiction of a terrible rotten generation. I don't know why he interprets everything the Torah. That everything will be winding up to wonderful truth. I don't know what prompted him to say like that. The Pasuk Shatna holds this to the Gemara. The same thing with the money and the Torah is that these are intended to be terrible to money. And then Mashiach will come after such a terrible time. And we'll continue the same thing on the first very wide line, on the family on it. That Nehemiah Ne'er Zor, should in David Bobo, that generation when Mashiach will come, Ha'adi, Tirbeh, there'll be a lot of chutzpah, the Ha'yoker, Ye'aveh, Rashi's not sure how to read the word and how to translate it, what do you mean, Ha'yoker, Ye'aveh? So one shot Rashi gives on this Gemara, Rashi is the both columns, before the end of the first column, Rashi has the two shots. He has one shot, and no one will be respectful of anybody else. There won't be any covered up in the world. So what you have to do is this. The word yoker means covered. And he has another shot. The guest of honor at the yeshiva dinner will be a gangster. That means it. Unfortunately, more than one case. A yoker ya'aveh. The one who is the honoree at the shul dinner, whatever, says in company excluded, will be a rabbi, will be a gangster, no one to give any colleges. Gemara has such a tradition that it's going to be a terrible generation. Again, the superior of a Hayyan Yoga, there'll be a lot of grace. And nonetheless, wine will be expensive. How are you supposed to understand that? How can it be that the Yayan will be
Yeah. Oh, so Rashi has one side, you're going to be drinking a lot. There's going to be a lot of shikuri. So despite the fact that there's so much wine, if there's so much wine, your price should go down. Based on the law of supply and demand. But nonetheless, the demand will be so much greater. There'll be a lot of shikuri. That's what he said to you. I guess if you're confused, but nonetheless, by that here, because you're a lot of shikuri. And that's called Hamalkos Menini. And the government will be official, will adopt an official condition of Apikuri. What does that mean for anything?
Okay.
That's the shaila. Are they speaking about the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, or speaking in general of the government?
Okay.
Yeah. I remember once that Salvechik was running Mishnayot on your side, when he had your side, so his mother, I think. So he was running the Mishnah in the end of Tzaytov. He was running the ideas of his mother's name. So when he came to this line, he identified this as the first time in the history of the world that there was a government that adopted an official policy of atheism was the communist government. He thought that that's what he was referring to. Amalchus Kula Tehata Chomini. I got the impression that the Gemara means the Jewish in the Knesset. I thought the Gemara means the Knesset in Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael will turn completely to the leader. I didn't think it meant the Ten Commandments in other countries. I didn't mean Russia. I thought the Bosnian Shah means that the Jewish government ruled in Eretz Yisrael will be in Gaza. They took off and no one's going to be giving any good to anybody else. Everyone will be sick. What it says, this is in the tradition also, if Yitzchak has like that, what's the source of the Chumash that Mashiach will come only after the period of time that the government will be cooler in Happy Courses? As the prophet said regarding a negative tarat, kula hakach lovan, so if a person has a negative tarat on part of his skin, so he's going to put it in his stomach. But if the prophet says, allows the kula, if it ends the din, kula hakach lovan, so why does it work? So the prophet says, okay, so the Gemara uses it as a similar dover. When there's a little bit of apikorsis, so that's one status, but when he's going to be kula hakach lovan, love represents the things that we can understand. Chelus is Moses, Chelus love. Chelus represents the things that we know that we don't understand. Chelus is under the deep covered, but we know that we know what it is. And love represents things that are very clear. Like we say, Von Muhuvan is similar. White like a dress. Of course, our symbol, Von Muhuvan is similar. So love always represents an apicurus, he says, proof to be that itself. He doesn't accept anything I'm saying. But then he can't prove, but then he can't experience with his senses, he doesn't believe them. So the Gemara says there's going to come a time that it's going to be cooler. Alpach Lovan, the Malchus will be converting, will change the Gamri to become Apikorsim. They don't believe in any Chelus, everything has to be Lovan. But then he can't prove scientifically, they don't believe there's no soul, and there's no God, and there's no Kav Yadish. But then he can't prove they don't believe it. But after that's going to come, then it's going to be Toho. Then we'll have the Sahara of Yimot HaMashiach. That's why Gemara had a similar dog. Looks like over there, Kula Hafa Flavon. The coin says that the tumor Sarah disappears, that's what he is, and the Malchus will be Hafa Flamino, then the Mashiach will come. Why? To show the content. To show the content, that's what they mean. The Baruch Hu wants us to notice the content that he is, all up the person, and then there's going to come a proof on the rest of Mashiach, that'll be wonderful. But to see the content, the Baruch Hu will arrange it in such a way. So it's not so bad. The Israeli government makes various words against all the tzaddikim and all the yeshivas. It means that they want an eighth and down the Mashiach. That's one of the simanim. One of the simanim of the Mashiach. The Malchus will be converted to Kula Lemina. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Yirik Yod Aslav, the Ether Pasuk, Yodu, Mashiach, long come, when the situation will be terrible. And then they'll be called Ashayarbu Hamas Service. They'll be Muslims. We'll be Muslims doing right now in Eretz Yisrael. There are people negotiating with the Arabs against the government. It's not much Mesir. The United States, they will have to put the guy in jail for Mesir. Undermining the government. It's not much Mesir. It's all about sitting on the earth on Mashiach. So, Baracha, she is Matu Hasamidim. The Yirik, the Yorzu Hasiyad. The Ethics are still the Yorzu. The ones that have taken that will be less learned. No, Baruch Hashem, that was more learning than they ever had. This thing that we don't have now, it's not like Hamid. So
Rahman other shot, Pashti Shakir, the other cloud, the one has any money, I should take a fruit and take a tremendous poverty. So Rahman, she's Yashin in Hagul, and the people will think that that's how the Mishnah says in the end of the Sefer. People will come to the realization that Imam and Mishal Ela Alamina Shabashamayim, you have no way out of the blood that there is. And the only one to rely on is the Satan and David and the Banish alone, that when there will be Yashim and Agula, then the Gula will come. The enemy. The efforts are still the other. The Bayoko came friend of the other himself. Yeah. Everyone says that on one occasion, Zera found his Talmidim in Yeshiva who was discussing when Mashiach is going to come. So make Chedim and that's a Rashiva. And then, not that there is some discussing the coming of Mashiach, but actually there is nothing wrong with discussing the coming of Mashiach. But actually writes on the 10th line from the top of the second column, it is asking they lay the Masa Yomba, making calculations to determine when Mashiach is going to come. But you have Sukkim and Tanakh that make a hint on when Mashiach is coming. So Rav Zera asked them, please, do me a favor, Matus and Yenaychu, do me a favor, Lord Tikkakua. You're pushing away the coming of Mashiach by making such calculations. Pashat Shaki couldn't say anymore, not like Rashi, just discussing the coming of Mashiach is pushing away, as the Gemara is going to say to Tamim and the other Vaisa, Shloshat Boim Behesha Chazah, there are three things that only come about if you're not prepared. They were Mashiach and Messiah and Akrov. And the thing is to find the Messiah and the Messiah. You can't prepare yourself to find the Messiah someday and find sometime your own point. How do you know? And an Akrov. To be distant by an actor. There's no way to know, and it's always a surprise. So too, the Bosh Hashanah Gemara is that the coming of Mashiach will be by total surprise. You've got to be prepared for it, and then Mashiach will not come. So Mamash, we should be Mashiach that, we shouldn't discuss the coming of Mashiach at all. So this is in Gansu, not what the Labarish is. Labarish should say, you keep on making preparations and so on and so forth. So you rely on Mashiach. Rashi says, the only thing that was there was upset, why they were making Chesbain is which year? Mashiach will come. Leida Masayom. To talk about Mashiach is in yourself. You have to be careful, you have to be careful not to get people too riled up about the coming of Mashiach. More than on a day, to get people all excited about the Yom Mashiach, and then it doesn't come. So they're going to be disappointed, and there'll be a year, so they'll lose their all their money on the Yom Mashiach. Here's the goal in New York, because the whole number of six, Labarishu, the first came from that, when we started campaign, I think the writer said that I wasn't around, but before Greer Burton. But they started the campaign to write a paper to be in the capital frame of Shia's campaign. So they told me that about Shia's obligation, and all the things that one, and we were very upset about it. What do you mean? The writer said it's going to be in the capital frame of Shia. What about Shia? What do you mean imminently? Shia is going to come very imminently. But then if he doesn't come soon, so the people will be disappointed. You might say, shouldn't get the people all upset. I'm sure they never had an explanation why, but the listeners here were very upset. They thought that you shouldn't make so many hakonim. So this Gemara was repeated already. The Gemara discusses not being a Mashiach. The Gemara discusses the plan of the world. I'm not the same as Shutalishman Abi Alma. The Chatka of the world will live, and traditional world will live for 6,000 years. And then for 1,000 years it will be Chatka. We discussed the different interpretations. This is to be taken literally. Promise the world will be in a state of Chatka. So that means that this won't be Chatka Chapshet, or that some other interpretation. The question in an earlier question, what's the Chatka in the Shinema? Nizra Shem Levanda Bayom Ahu, and Ayom is an allusion to 1,000 years. The Chatka won't be the only one on the scene, it sounds like the whole world won't be in a state of existence because it's a simple translation of month. By this, it means there's no, not going to be for it 1,000 years, not going to be for it 2,000 years. And then the Chayen and Yom Royim, again, Elishon and Echazel Nasmo, 1,000 years is referred to as a day, Eichel HaKadosh. So the first thing in Novi says, the Chayen and Yom Royim, Vayim HaShmishi Yitimein Vinitil HaKomah. After 2,000 years of not having the world exist at all, then the Banish one will reconstitute the world and will last for another 1,000 years. So that's how Bai knows his position that he's going to be hard for 2,000 years. Time comes up with Abdesena, but the right is for Abdesena, it's only going to be hard 1,000 years, not going to be hard 2,000 years. Why?
Just like Mishnat HaShemitah, or Shabbos also the same. It's one day after 6 days. Mishnat HaShemitah is 1 year after 6 years. So it's in Kafar, and Mishamah, the other Mishamah. Mishamah, the other 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 Rabbi Yitzchak Shuri, Yom Shabbat, 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 that's the more popular thing. It's going to be hard for 1,000 years, whatever the Chag Chol means, you have to exist in the 6,000 years. Then the last line on the Daf, we discussed also, the Gemara quotes in front of Bar Yo, these are very common traditions. Rabbi Akiva, who supported Bar Kokhba, he thought Bar Kokhba was going to turn out to be the Mamah HaMashiach. He didn't hear of this tradition. He had never heard of this. But Bar Kokhba came just about 65, 70 years after the Kuvim Bar Shem. He thought it was time for the Bar HaMashiach. The other time I said to him, he saw me before. The other time I said, Yama, Asabi, Mokhayach, about dying Ben David. Oh no, Ben David is not going to come for a long time. He come not before the first 4,000 years are up. Because it is tradition that most of the Talmud have never heeded the Nana. Some of them will. Chesed Allah and Shon HaVyam, the law of the world will live for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years is Tohu. What do you mean Tohu? Tohu Allah was in the very beginning. The Lord of Tohu means there was no public monotheism. Until Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, that's when he started preaching monotheism in public on Nefesh HaShurot of the Choron. The Gemara says, immediately, Rashi quotes, the Gemara says, immediately, we have a tradition from Abba Zohar that says, that at that time, Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, and Avraham Avinu was 1948, and when he reached the age of 50, that was year 2000 of Yerusha Olam, so that was the end of the two Alamos in Tohu, and from then on started the Shnei Alamos in Torah. And after the year 4000, that corresponds roughly to the year 240. Rabbi Akiva and Bar Kokhba, that was earlier, that was the year 140. 7 years after the Kuvim Abayi. Kuvim Abayi is the year 70. But that's 55 years after the Kuvim Abayi and Tait that Mashiach will come. So they told him what he means. Mashiach can't come before the year 240. It's too early. So this is the tradition that most of the Tanakh know. There's going to be Shnei Alochim in the Mashiach. It's possible for Mashiach to come at any time. And then this Bryce was written already. There was mentioned the Bryce in Abba Zohar that says that was written before the year 240. So it's not only before and after that school. So the Bryce is said there in Abba Zohar, you shouldn't buy any, you shouldn't invest in the year 640, and you're going to get before the year 240. So you may be using that, but Mashiach may come any day, and all the Jews will be running tariffs. It's only going on, I give you your value for your property. This writer was already written after the year 240 happened. And Mashiach had yet come. So the writer adds on, Abba Ben Yisraelu, Sherobu, because he had so many sins, Yotze Mehem, Mashiach, so so many years have already gone by, after the year 240, Mashiach still didn't come. Mashiach could have possibly come any time after the year 240. That's the beginning of the Elif HaKamishi. And the last 2,000 years are right. The rest 2,000 years are shaykh, but now HaMashiach to come. That is more starts with the calculation. So when is Mashiach Tatsu going to come? Then the Gemara is angry at all those amazing calculations, because all these calculations are not easy to help you, they really work. These calculations were many years ago, Mashiach didn't come yet. So the first one says, I'm obviously supposed to be said that the world is going to last 85 yodim. The yodim is 50 years, so if you multiply 85 times 50, the other hakra and then double it up. Mashiach will come and the other hakra. Is there any way after that? How much is that? Is there any way after that? Rashi writes a chesed. 4,250. That's 35,700. Is there any way after that? But that was the day lived before that. They had such a tradition. Mashiach will come at that time. Then the Gemara has a different version. No. Rashi Yomar, no, that's not the tradition that Mashiach will come sometime before the year 4,250. Ad hoc eight lines in the top. He says, no. What the Eliyahu is talking about, ad hoc alot is calculated. Before the year 4,250, don't expect Mashiach at all. Don't think Mashiach is going to come, not like the other people, so if I the same vision to be Mashiach. And the question, become the end of this Takila. Only after the 50 times 85, after the year 4250, that's the beginning of the Sukkot
Biyat HaMashiach. Before the tradition of Tazid Eliyahu was that Mashiach is going to come before the year 4000. He says Mashiach is not going to come before the year 4050. Okay. He had it on 2015. So then you have the first version, Mashiach is going to come before by the year 4050. That's not correct. It is not correct. If you have this tradition, Mashiach cannot possibly come before that day. After that day, then it is not. Telling one of the Chachamim met a soldier who said he was in the army and he got a Tzav when they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And a Tzav is written Tzav HaShuris. What did it say? It says when Mashiach is going to come, right? What it says not exactly. It says when is the world going to come to an end? If the Dalit Alachim or Masai in the Tishin Be'ech of Shana, it's an odd number, 4,291 years, the world will come to an end. Or it will be Tom. And towards the end of that period, there are going to be all kinds of wars going to be in the hand of Muhammad Sanidin, and Muhammad Khan Gogumab is going to be Gogumab with Muhammad, that's the Tanakh speaks about, and you will be going up against Yerushalayim to destroy Yerushalayim. So it's going to be some kind of Muhammad fish, Sanidin, that's the Rashi says, that Sanidin, a fish, that's the third time. And after all this is going to happen, then Mashiach is going to come. That man is already gone, and hasn't come yet. Therefore, the Prophet Muhammad says, "Allah may Allah shiva to Allah from Shalom." When is the Prophet going to recount the truth of the world? That's what Imam said before, that the world is going to last 6,000 years, and the next 1,000 years is going to be higher, then the Prophet is going to recount the truth of the world. This is going to repeat from that tradition. Allah shiva to Allah from Shalom, the world will be recounted. And the other opinion was that it's not going to be covered for 5,000 years. 5,000 years wasn't it? The world is still here. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. So this question is certainly not correct. Like I made so long ago, one of them is going to reconstitute the world. Nothing changed. Then he more says that the prophets that all the time lying were trying to figure out what is the prophet's dream. It says when the Kate Hagur is going to be your Chazom Amorei, you should always hope for the coming of Mashiach. In Yismamea, Hakei Lov, that's what the Rambam just said, Lov, Nafi, Shismamea, and called that Hakka Lov, Lov, and Rambam, the Rambam got a new process in Chabaku. So the Gemara says, you should always hope for the coming of Mashiach, not like certain Tanoim who thought that Mashiach should have come already, but the Gemara is commenting that the name is said, look, I'm saying Shahadi Dorshin, the prophet and in the Leo, speaks to that one Mashiach is coming, that says, as Izan, Izanin, will flood Izan. Said, what does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi makes the whole calculation. Izan, the God is defined by the way of the original Yizan that is going to be Abne Hashanah. So might it wasn't Abne Hashanah, it's only 210 years. The Rashi, for the purpose of this calculation, says the Tanan were working on the assumption the Golden Sun was officially 400 years. At Idan is 400 years. Idan is quite 400 years. So that's 800 plus 400 is 1200. For Flag Idan, half of 400 is 200. Why does the Nabi write in such a, why does the Samuel write in such a obscure fashion? Because he doesn't want everybody to know when Mashiach is going to come. He's not supposed to be Megalith. Even though he said it, Ruach HaKadosh, but he didn't say it clearly. So that many of the Tanaim thought that that's what it's an allusion to, that the Golus that we're in now is going to be so long after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. It's already almost close to 2,000 years. 2,000 years minus 70 years. So the Gemara, the first group of Tanaim, the same thought, that it's not going to be so long, can't be. It's going to be 1,400 years. 1,400, that was 1,400 years after the year 70. So Mashiach should have come in the year 1470. So obviously it's not correct. That's what they wrote. Rashi lived before the year 1470. So Rashi obviously didn't like this comment. And Rashi did the comment, Fa'ovud lo'ayu, Kapitah Skatu Shema Ben Shmo Grab Dabitah. So Rashi couldn't have possibly written that. Rashi lived before the year 1470. 1470. So someone put it in, that's for his own one person to have. It's in practice. If that doesn't belong in Rashi, someone else wrote it on the side of the mark. Someone else, in this day, for the year 1470, wrote that that's mana that he came and went, and Mashiach didn't come. So there was a time where he made a mistake. That's what the Gemara is saying, the time I made a mistake. Novi, Chavakus says, in his Mamea, Chakeilo, Kibo, Yoro, Olo, Yacher. The Mashiach will not be delayed. Whatever the Bansham's plan was, that's when Mashiach is going to come. And this time, but not none there, so not to live in disagreement with all of these time. Even if not to live way before the year 1470. He says that he doesn't accept the opinion of the Rabbi Daniel, that Mashiach is going to come by 1470. Nor does he accept the opinion of Rabbi Simloy, Shadar, Shachat, Lanun, Kashkeno, Gmoy, Shalish. What's that? The Rashi case makes the whole Cheshvin. If you add together the only bubble, which for 70 years, the bubble from time for 400 years, 470, you should multiply that by 3. We assume that whatever bubble is suffered in the past, that's only 1/3 of what we're going to suffer in the future. So you calculate from the year 70, according by Shani, how many years is going to be the present bubble said, though? So it's going to be 470 times 3. But also what? Won't come in. Also, that's what Rav Nachman says. Nachman was way before this. He says, don't listen to what they're saying. Don't listen to the Rabbi saying who says that it's going to be 1470. Don't listen to the time of Epstein Lloyd. Listen to the Epstein Lloyd when he says other things. So not all the years like the deal comes here. But look at the Kibish or his Irish, the Kibish said it's going to be hot doctor. The Kibish thought, but the Kibish is going to be the Melah Mashiach. Right after, just like it was 70 years. And he's seen the Vaishnish and the Vaishnish. So it's going to be another 70 years after the Kibish Vaishnish. Going to be old the Irish at Tashmaim with the Irish, he's going to make the reason in the floor and he's going to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Vani Marish at Tashmaim with the Irish, yes. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, we have rejected Rav Akiva's shot in that country. And that country doesn't go, old Achaz Niyab doesn't go after the Kul Rabbi, that's in the Gura. Rashi and Chagai like, that's in the Gura, that's in the Chagai. Then the rule was between during his manabas, not after the Kodesh Makam. The Rekidah misunderstood, because I'm not in the time of the Rekidah misunderstood. He thought that that part in the Chazal was after the Kodesh Makam, he thought, Niyak, or Rachis Niyak, Imami Marish, or Tos, and another 7 years going to be the Yerkan Moshiach. The Gemara says, no, that's not the Shai, but it's Manabayis. Manabayis is going to be, Bayi Shem is going to be Shlach and Maisis, except for the next Hanukkah is going to be a Tumult. And that will show that there is Hashua Tashkin Ba Mokam Azeh. That the Shkinah was latent in the Vaishen. So the Gemara says that Rav Nachman the Tana doesn't accept any of these Tanoim. He thinks that the law is not correct even though he lived years before them. It's Elo. That Pasuk goes to Manabai. The last Pasuk of the Jewish Pasuk goes to Lachokot and Elo Malchus Yishayim, Shir Yishonah, the Hashmonoim. Had a kosher the government running for 70 years. Well, Malchus Niyah was Chamisha Mishtayim. What the Malchus Niyah writes is Malchus Huzim. Chamisha Mishtayim. And then, Barthus Evil was 2.5 years. So that's called Odachat Niyah. There'll be a little trouble that Chalmers over there during the Manabai, after the Huzim Abai, Barthus Evil was after the Huzim Abai. But it's not going to last too long. Not that part is going to last, but the Kodesh Abai is predicting that there's not a Chagai Tzalim that's one Mashiach is coming. So this time, there's nothing that's been said to any of the Russians. Then the Gemara says, it's not proper, keep a half to Shom HaKash for Kitzim, it's not proper to make any of the calculations. Try to figure out when Mashiach is coming. Why? Because if I make a calculation, in every generation, you can start to make calculations, and it turns out that the law is wrong. Even she did that case for law for Mashiach doesn't come sure in a book, but people think he's not going to come. So that's not proper. Yeah, Elo, you should probably answer that Chavakuk says, in his Mameya, Hakeilo. You should wait for the coming of Mashiach, as he says in the book. I shall not tell him, I'll never talk to him. Maybe you'll think that we're waiting impatiently for the coming of Mashiach. But Shalom is not eager to bring Mashiach. No, Tom of London is not Yishai says, is very eager to bring Moshiach and to have Rachmanis on his father's throne. So the Shiloh gave him the Yah Shalom Hakam Umakakim. But the Rosh Hashanah is even here, very, very eager. The Hakam Moshiach doesn't come. we're in agreement with the Rosh Hashanah, both want Mashiach happening to them, and the answer is, the Midas Adin lost me. Midas Adin Yaked. Aye, but since you know Midas Adin is Yaked, it's what you gain from being Mechaked. So the action is that when Yaked is on a lot of Mechaked, the Mashiach has the comment, the Pasuk says, Mishnah, the Chelet in Mashiach, Machalalei, the person built his hopes up for something for a long, long, extended period of time in Mashiach, he's just going to get a heartache from it. So why does the Navi tell us we should have a heartache? Why should we Mechaka just seem to see up to us and holding it or coming on Mashiach? Why does a person have to have the attitude that every day with 50-50 shins and maybe Mashiach will come? Why do you have to go to help even to think of 50-50 shins? The Cholyon Chakedlo. He's just going to cause aggravation. So the Gemara says, no, if the Bajlo wants us to be aggravated, we should get Chakedlo. The Kumsai Rabbah, it will be more aggravated, it will get more stuck. Every day the person should have the attitude that there's a 50-50 chance Mashiach may come today. And then if he doesn't come, we'll suffer a setback, or we'll be disappointed. And because we'll be disappointed, so we'll get tired of that. That's what Gemara says. That's the Shiloh that Rashi raised before, that the Hesed Chabad means that people won't be thinking at all. Rashi apparently understood that it's not Mechulim. That's because the Hesed Chabad on the calculation already comes. And that Hesed Chabad is called Mechul. That is the thing that Rashi said on Amaram. I don't know exactly how Rashi knew that. You know that it's more than Mechulim. That it's the Hapotik in Chabakut. In this Mamech HaKelot. How can the others say you shouldn't be Mechakim? Shouldn't it be Tatar to be a Samashiach? It's another thing you have to. That's what Rashi says. The ship will come to Hesel Adam, then Hesel Adam in the Chesplay is good to be sure. That's one of the big questions they ask on the Yom Adin. What do you love him? On the Yom Adin, they ask one of the questions. Can be to be sure. Is the person supposed to be in the Tatar for the coming of Hashem? The Gemara says, Ashrei Kochar Chelo. Crazy should be those people who are hoping for the coming of Mashiach. Kochei Lachot. We should be Mechaka for the coming of Mashiach. Once they mention that Pasuk, that's the Hatem Pasuk. That's the Lam and Lot Tzadikim. So you want to divert your attention like a parenthetic remark. And you quote Abai. Ashrei Kochei Lam and Lot. Ashrei Kochei Lachot. Ashrei Kochei Lachot. Ashrei Kochei Lachot. It's the praises of all those people who are hoping for the coming of Mashiach. So it's not the coming of Akkadosh Baruch Hu, the coming of Mashiach. And Abai says an additional level of hesitation that there's going to be Lamed Rav Tzadikim, there'll always be Lamed Rav Tzadikim in the world. Akkadosh Baruch Hu is the first machine of Tzadikim, the Mekablet Akkadosh Shechina of the Cholder. In every generation you have Lamed Rav Tzadikim. Remember, Asher B'chot Hillel, Lo B'din Machio, is plus the Mashiach. Take my cash, what do you mean? There'll always be 36. The Rosh Lam only promises us that there's going to be 36 tzaddikim in every generation. How can it be wrong? I love it. Dora, the row, the first row that came in front of the Rosh Lam is Tamid Zay Alpha. There are 18,000 tzaddikim. Or they put in the word parso, 18,000 parso, the parso is 4 mil. But the first row, and the row of tzaddikim, but the first row that's closest to the Rosh Lam, the first row close to tzaddikim, is a row of 18,000 parsors. Others cross out the word parsors. Instead of putting it in, they cross it out. He's taking the parsors as parsors. The parsors says, in Hefko, Shenema, Rabbi's parsors, that there are 18,000, Shenema, Rabbi Shmoy, Nasser Elder. It says there are 18,000, it doesn't say what? You say miles, you say people, 18,000, but whatever it is, there's 18,000 parsors, or 18,000 people, but he made one of 36. Praise Markasha. How can Abai claim that the world will never have less than 36 tzaddikim, Lam and Rav tzaddikim? Rabbi says that there's so many more. And to be Gemara, Markasha, different levels of tzaddikim. There's tzaddikim, there's tzaddikim. Every month. Hard to talk about the very unusual, hard to talk about the very shameless. There are only 36 very unusual tzaddikim. But many others, there are 18,000 in the first row of people who are not such a madrega of tzaddikim. That's Nebuah, right. The Gemara says the difference between Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the other again is that the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu was the glory of the earth. But this means that it's none of these people are necessarily in the east. So what level of tzitzis do they have?
So it comes out that there's one Madrega Tzitzis, a much higher level that we'll call it after the glory on here, that there only the Torah on there's not the only promises of the 32. There aren't going to be 18,000. Bring my cash here. 36? How can you 36 should be less? First, you want those should be 18,000. Then he gave an answer, those are the clever Tzadikim. The rest of the Tzadikim, we're only going to have, there's not the only promise. Was 36? No, no, only promise every generation will be 36. 36 come up, but he promised 36. And here you have the famous statement. The name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he looks around the world and he doesn't see so many B'nai Aliyah. He said B'nai Aliyah, the Hemel Muatim. He's already been mentioned, there aren't so many Tzadikim in the world. He makes a comment, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, a brother Rav Shimon, were sitting there in Zohar and came for a couple of years when they were hiding out from the Romans. And he says, if there are 1,000 Tzadikim B'nai Aliyah in the world, so among the 1,000, 2 of the 1,000 Ami Yod Nimeh. If there are 100 Tzadikim Ami Yod Nimeh, in Shneimeh Ami Yod Nimeh, if there are only 2 Tzadikim, there are only 2 unusual Tzadikim, it's myself and my son. How can it be that he speaks of the possibility of only 2 unusual Tzadikim? Abai had a tradition that there's going to be a minimum 36. Lama Gosh Tzadikim Nimeh, Ashim Bar Yochai, never heard of that tradition. And to be the more, no, the Dizna Madre, Abai the Dizna Madre. Mar says, Hodi Ayli Dabar, Hodi Ayli Baloba. That's the Shabbat, how do you translate this notion, Hodi Ayli Dabar? So the Rabbein Hanan, this is what is in Sukkot, and I'm hearing it. Rabbein Hanan will in Sukkot interpret, Hodi Ayli Dabar, those who come in with their son. Abar is a group. Father and son team. It could be that there's only one father and son team. Love Rav Shimon, with Rav Shimon by his right. Hadi Ayat Baloba, they have 36 Lama Gosh Tzadikim, but that's always father and son team. Maybe there's only one father and son team among the Lama Gosh Tzadikim. That's how Rabbeinu Hanan on the first. That the Ayat Dabar is the Hecher and Madre. The ones who come with their son, the ones who with their Tzadik, 10 Tzadik, and that both the father and the son are counted among the Lama Gosh Tzadikim, those are going to be very good. That's how the Rabbeinu Hanan on the first. Rashi knows that here. Hod Ayli Balobar is the Hefer Madrege of Tzitzit. And this is comparable to the Gemara. It's along the line of the Gemara of Brochus. The Gemara tells, I think it's spoken about Rabbi Amiel's son was sick. And his wife said the baby's sick, you have to do something. So he has to come in and address it in the Nifal. So that come in and address it, put his head down and start in the Nifal. And the son got dead. So the wife, the chief rabbi's wife said, this man is one of your students, he's one of Talmidim. I thought you were the chief rabbi. I thought you know how to learn better than him. He says, yeah, I'm like a star with Neha Melech, and a Talmidim Melech is like an Eved. What's the difference between a star with Neha Melech and an Eved with Neha Melech? So Rashi writes on the Gemara, the Eved, the maid, has the keys to all the rooms. She goes and she's cleaning up the floor. She does whatever has to be done. So she always has access to the Melech. She always has an excuse. She's cleaning up the house. And while she's cleaning, she can always tell the Melech whatever she wants. But the Tsar doesn't have access. The Tsar is officially on a higher Madrega than the Eved. He's a member of the cabinet, whatever. He's a vice president or whatever happens to be a cabinet member. But he doesn't have permission to go into the Melech whenever he wants. He has to wait for permission. So that's what the Gamliel says. I'm like a Tsar. I'm a greatest Hamachot in the Rachamim. And does use my talent and learning. But he's a bigger Tsar. He can go in whenever he wants. He can speak to the Melech. He doesn't need any permission. That's what Rashi interprets over here. On the Ayli Dabar, to those who need the shoot to enter, to those, that's what Abai has a tradition, they're going to be Lama Gosh Tzadikim. But those Lama Gosh Tzadikim, they can't enter into the Rabban Shalom and get their way whenever they want. From amongst them, the Shimon Bar Yochai says, it may be that there are only two who have the ability, like a Chavidim and Nais, Ayli Balobar, they can go in without permission, like an Ezid with Neha Melech, as opposed to a Tzar with Neha Melech. I was told that, well, I don't remember, and I've told about Prohibition, once made such a comment that said it all, and some other Arm Gorov, and the proof of the Prophet's time, and many others, it's come in and are coming. So someone was citing up the difference between the Prophet's time and the others, that he said the Prophet's time was like an Eved with Neha Melech, and the other great Yoshi were like a Tzar with Neha Melech. Maybe some of the others knew how to learn better than the Prophet's time, but the Prophet's time was like the Eved with Neha Melech. He could always get his way. He could always get whatever he wants. So that's how Rashi interprets that the Ayli below bar is the higher Madre. Ayli below bar is the lower Madre. It's a kept from the Rabbeinu Hanan all the time.
Then the Gemara says, what do we make a cheshbon? So the Gemara, Omer Rav, kol akitin, all of the cheshbonis are all trying to hear Hadman. They don't tell me all of the children might be first. We don't have to wait any more money. If the name will do shulah, then Moshe will come. We're not going to do shulah, Moshe will not come. And Shmuel says, no, Daya lo Adel, Sheyamad de Ebner. We don't have to do shulah. The Gula will have to come, even if the name don't do shulah. What kind of expression is that? Daya lo Adel, Sheyamad de Ebner? And Rashi has two interpretations. One interpretation is,
the Rebbe Shalom is suffering over the fact that the name Israel are still in government, then we don't have the Gula. So the Rebbe Shalom, he suffered long enough. Dialogue, the Abba was the Rebbe Shalom. Dialogue, she happened to have a Shangiluk, then he suffered. And when the right time comes, he's going to bring the Gula, even if the Bnei Yisrael will not do Shula. That's the one interpretation. Then Rashi has the other interpretation. The Abba was the how do you know that the Rebbe Shalom's daughter suffered? So he spoke to Prophet Muhammad and said, hey, Shiracha Yadina. The Rebbe Shalom somehow put back his right hand. His right hand means when he does chatzotim. The left hand means he needs the left hand for dinner. And then he's not doing any chatzotim. Everything is dinner. He's chatzotim. So how long is he going to have the right hand behind his back? Hey, Shabbat will be there. Rebbe Shalom wants to use both hands. One's back like a normal being. He needs the right hand with the left hand. So the Rebbe Shalom is suffering long enough. And when the time comes for the ruler, he's going to bring the ruler even if they're not going to do shulah. The other pshat and Rashi didn't know. The Avul is a reference to the Bnei Yisrael. So we suffered long enough, and after the man will come, the Gula will be good, even if you don't deserve it, even if you don't do it. The Gemara says this machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel was an earlier machlokes of Lezer of Yeshua. They were fighting back and forth, until finally Shatzat Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Yeshua quoted the pasuk, and Rabbi Lezer was made to say, who shouted Rabbi Lezer, because that's the Gula of Yeshua, and he goes, and then he goes, well, only have the Gula, it's not Yeshua. The Yeshua says, how can it be? What do you mean? Mayor is Yeshua any God? We're not going to do Yeshua, but it's not going to redeem us. But he says, it's not going to redeem us. It depends on that Yeshua, how can it be? The answer is, how could it go for Ella, for Shanti, how could it go for Madam Lamella, she's the Lord of God's Summer? He said, Lord, Yeshua, her forces. Her forces to do Yeshua, then he'll bring the group. So at Lezer, as he told, he's going to have, sounds like at Lezer, he's going to have to do Yeshua on our own. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Rebbe Shalom is gonna bring the good, even if you don't do it. Gemara repeats another price, each time it's going to Tani, you don't have leisure, and you tell us, Shimon Yigam, Shinema, Shimon Baran Shabbat, Erfam Shimon Tech, Mabi, Yom Gehule, if you do Shimon. I'm like, Rabbi Shimon, how can it be? But the question says, Chinam Nam Karta, Mabi Ches, Tigo Eilu. Chinam Nam Karta means, Bamer Zechavim, you got nowhere. Rabbi Shimon, what's it? You got nowhere. By doing other desserts. So you were sold into Golos over an issue of worthlessness over other desserts. The love of Chesed Tigrelu interprets to me, love of Shulam might be said, the Gula will not require any Shulam. This is what Yeshua explains, that's the Shah. So the Lezer says, how can you interpret love of Chesed Tigrelu means that you're not going to have to do Shulam? Can't be. Say Shuvah Elavia, Shuvah Lehen. If you do Shulam, then I'll bring you back. If you don't do Shulah, now. So then Rabbi Yeshua says, no, but there's another person that says, Yanuchi Ba'alti Bachem. He's going to be Ma'anis in Yisrael, like a person who does Balkorch of another person. So the Kaf Yes and not Echad Yerushlein and Mishpot, the Reyes Yes and Seal. It says, Ba'alti means Balkorch. The Rosh Hashanah says he's going to bring the Gula, whether you like it or not. Even if we're screaming, we don't want a Gula, we don't want Mashiach, we don't want a Beitan, the Rosh Hashanah is going to force it upon us. So that's so that's where the Yeshua time is like this. Plus, he says there's going to be possibly Balkorcher. So the Blessed says, how can you take that person to mean like that, that the ruler may possibly be Balkorcher? Well, look at the other person says, they're spirits and sutras. The other person says, Yeshua the Nachas Tiva Shem, it's going to be Galatim. How can it be Balkorcher? So it's going to be peaceful, it's going to be Galatim. So he says, no, but there's a person that says, and without Shuva also, each one has an interpretation and the other one's closer. Each one quotes the pasuk that he thinks the other one's going to have to be murdered. The other one says, no, I have a different interpretation of that pasuk. One doesn't quote how each one interprets the other pasuk. Each one thinks, my pasuk is going to have to be murdered. The other time it says, no, I have a reinterpretation. I have a pasuk, you have to be murdered. So finally, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe Lezer, Panema, there's a pasuk that says, Karma Hashem, God is going to know show. The one who's going to bring the Gula, who's going to bring the Gula for?
Us boys, people not religious, anti-religious, they don't believe in anything. Garish, he's going to bring them to Gula. The boys in Ethics, when the side guard led emotionally to the lowest of the lowest level of the Bnei Israel, and the Malchi, you want to tell them, we'll put to the Yidin, we're going to have the Gula. Who's going to have the Gula? The merit party. There's going to be a Gula without children. The Lord of Gula will come, we'll tell them, like Shachru. You want to tell them, we're going to put to the Shrutin. Who are going to be there to the Gula? So he doesn't say there's going to be a Gula without children. That we will bring the Gula when the time comes. Whatever that means. This is just one of the stories in Mamashet Nakam. But then it says, Tichlen Kalela. All the stories will be over. Whether they deserve it or not, there's a man custom when the man is up. That's when the Gula is going to come. So finally, finally, a blessing was masking that you don't have to do shooting. But Rabbi Yeshua, so what did Rabbi Yeshua do with all the tzitzim of Rabbi Yeshua say you have to do shuvah? So Rabbi Yeshua explained it before. As a result, we will force us to do shuvah. We'll be mamad alein on melech tohom, melech kosher. They wrote the kosher tohom, and he will pressure us to do shuvah. So that's what the Rambam quotes this tradition. So it's more presented by Shoshak of Lezim. If it is prolonged debate back and forth, each time according to tzitzim, we go the other time and have to be maida. The final says Shalchak of Lezim, and he was master with Rebbe Yeshua. That is a case of Yamin, and the Gula will come, and his man will come to him, he don't do Shuvah, I won't sit and say, look at that, but it's one more. We'll think of it, that we're going to do this. So that's the Matkan, Shalchak of Lezim, that's the Matkan of Rebbe Yeshua. You're welcome. So this case I got is it? That's it? We have to wait till the case comes. It's not that the Mashiach should come earlier. The Gemara is going to say, no, there's a serious in a two stupid. We're going to quote later, to Yitzhak and Shem. The Gemara has the seventh wide line, and the line become wide. We'll go back to this like that. Omer Alexandri, Rabbi Shimon Levi Rami. He said, Rabbi Shimon Levi had the following contradiction. The same part it says in Yeshaya, Ani Hashem Yito Akishena. Akishena means I will hasten the coming of Mashiach, I will hasten the Gula, and it will be Yito. When the correct man is the Chatzir, how can it be Yito and Akishena? Akishena means it can come earlier than this man, and to be the man. So Rabbi Shimon Levi answers, Rami, he says, Tiran, hey, hey, two phrases in the text. One phrase, Yito Akishena. He answers this Tiran, as promised, if Zahu, if Nathan will do sugar earlier, it will be Akishenah. The Gula will occur, Mashiach will come before this month. And if Lord Zahu, then it's going to be Eden. Then the Hakkadah Zahu has this month. And then the Gemara says the same, on Rabbi Alexander, he says over the same. Rabbi Shimon Levi had another spirit. Is there any spirit in two different stupid? The first is in Daniel, describes the coming of Mashiach, Lohar, Lubinay, Imanoni Shemaite, Bari Nishoto. You'll see a person flying in the air with the cloud. And that's going to be the Melech HaMashiach instead of flying in the air. Mm-hmm. Which implies the Maila Ben Ateva. People don't fly airplanes, they don't fly in the air with the cloud. So it implies the Maila Ben Ateva needs him in the floor, and it flies very quick, flying very fast. So the clouds go very fast. So see, the other part it says, Ani Berech HaBalach HaMot. And then Ani means a humble person, doesn't mean put an Ana. The word Ani many times in Tanakh means a humble person. Hamor means very slow. No Nishim in a flow, it's going to be the Berach HaTeva, it's going to be a Gula. So which is it? Do we assume the Gula will be the Maila Ben HaTeva, in which case it's going to be very fast? Or do we assume it's going to be the Berach HaTeva? Berach HaTeva, things always go slow. You don't have revolutions overnight. Build up. It's like Rosh HaMor, like a donkey that goes very slow. So the answer to this apparent contradiction between the two psukim, the Daniel and Zechariah is the same as he said on the other Tfilah, the same on Myra. So Rabbi Shimon Levi said, So he says the same word, parents, as if the parents do it. If they'll be tight, if they will be have cushions over sugar, then it's gonna be a man, not ishmael, there's gonna be a mile of metabolism, he's gonna flow, and it'll be quick, it'll be very fair. And if blood doctor, and if they won't be very fit, they'll just it'll be the case of man, then it'll go, everything will go, but they don't have time, then it'll be only the Alhamma. This is Zohar, and that's what Johnny Barakh of Alhamma or Zaya says that the Mashiach will only come after the name Sobo, after the three the sisters on Eretz and Yidden Yiram. That's why you do it, usually are supposed to be the most difficult of the sisters. Otherwise, how come Mashiach didn't come? The Jews are learning all the sisters. But I'll see that these are so difficult we haven't yet mastered it. Baruch Lanet, of course, that Zohar and Zohar said, it's Kippur and Yidden. He writes, why do you write the same time? Because he wants the Asian coming on Mashiach, as it says in the Zohar. And the part is in the Zechariah. On the Rosh Hashanah, on the Rosh Hashanah, there is the Yisrael. The Gemara tells, an interesting story. It used to be conversations between different Tanoim and Amoraim with not Galachim, but with Goyish philosophers and Goyish Malachim. So one of them was Shmuel. He used to have conversations with Shvar Malka. Shvar Malka was a Goyish king of Persia, or that part of the world. So Shvar Malka to Shmuel, he didn't like this idea, the Jewish idea of becoming a Mashiach, that the ruler is going to be Ali the Reich of Allah Hamad. So he said, Shvar Malka to Shmuel is making fun. I meet the Mashiach Al Hamad Ati. He's going to come on a donkey slowly. He shadalay tutya varga to Isli. He says, I'll send him a nice white horse. Don't you have to come on a donkey and go so slowly? I'll send him a horse. He's making fun of the Pasuk in Tanakh. So he answers him back, Omalei, the Islach Barchiva Gadne. The question, how do you translate it? Rashi claims that the word Chibur is a Persian word that means 100. Some professor told me just recently that it's close, that the Persian word for help, not the Persian word for help, the Persian word for help. Rashi knew Persian. Rashi knew that it's a big number. You don't know any Persian. But it's not so difficult. There are dictionaries. You can figure out. So the professor told me that Rashi is close, that it's nearly 1,000. And that the armies of this Shvar Malka, they used to have stallions. That you could dress them up with 1,000 different colors. That were contested with each other. And he says, I don't want a white horse. I want one of your horses that's all dressed up with 1,000 colors. Okay. So it's interesting that you had such a conversation with Chalam. But the book you have, you also talked to Anthony Nate. And Shmuel talks to, he talks to Nathan. You're talking about the religious issue? Yes. There was conversation on religious issues also. So that we just skipped the little one because the one before said that the religious man. That the Yid is man, we assume like when we show the Yid is man. It doesn't mean Mashiach will not come before the man. It's also going to be Ahishem. But the Lord's office, and then it's going to be the Yidro, and it clearly is his man. And going back before, the Gemara says, the Omer Abba, not 10 lines from the top of the Omer. Abba makes a comment, Eluha came to the Gula be there. How do you know that you're holding by the man of the Gula? When the following part of the Chesed will be fulfilled, then you know that you're holding by the Yerushalem. But Atem, hurry Yisrael. The mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Asher and Kitenu, if the branches will grow on the trees, means that there is nothing growing. There were swamps and there was malaria and so on. Nothing was growing. For the whole time when the Arabs had nothing grew. The Terech and Tisu, the Ami Yisrael, if the Terech will grow, but then Rabbi says, this is a Hasidic movement. Then the next prophet says, then the Guru will occur. So the fact that all the Terech are growing in Eretz Yisrael, but it's under Jewish control, that's what Rabbi says, then look up Kate and Guru in there. That's what the first chief rabbi, Rav Kook, wrote, we used to mention this in one. The Jews and Wolf Terrace in the beginning were clearing all of their swamps and they were having things grow, nothing ever grew. That's why it's called the green one. The Jews claimed that they were green. And on the Arab side, nothing was green, nothing was growing at all. But that's what he said. And I've seen Rudy, the son, all used to quote from his father. And look, I came to Rudy and said, he wanted that cloth. That means that we're holding by the case of Yaman because the terrace had grown in Arab. Then the next summer it says, Allah says, Achmi there, there's another similar movement of the that we come close to the man of the Guru, the man of the Mashiach, but no one's making a living. Not yet. People are still making a living. She was Ne Ayomim Hahain, Karhad and Barnia, people won't be having any chidus, people will be unemployed, they won't be able to make a living. Kabeme Nena. It'll be your service. So the people going in, coming out, there won't be any peace. Minat Zad. Either because of the, what do you mean, Minat Zad? Because of the stars or because of the Yet Zahara? I can't see sure. What does that mean, that expression? The Gemara says what it means is, even coming to Chachamim, Shinebet, Ein Shalom, the Steve Shalom, Rabbi Havasar Etzecha, even they will not have Shalom if they have Zad. Usually coming to Chachamim, Magalatim, they have a stronger emunah, so they learn Torah. So at the time before the coming of Mashiach, even the coming of Chachamim will be all shaken up. They won't be able to be mechazik themselves anymore. The Gemara goes right to different, each one had a different tradition about what's going to be right before, what's going to be a sin and movement of Mashiach coming. So they had something about fish. So one of the Amoraim has Amar Chamin, Eim Adabashi, Vakish, Dad, Lechoy, 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 Yitzra. He won't be able to find anything. What is that supposed to represent? That's a different Lechoshim trying to give what's the Kabbalah by this? I don't know. What does that mean? That look for fish, Lechoy, I won't be able to find it. The Amoraim says, the soup is another place. That fish is healthy. Healthy is fish, okay. What does that mean? Why is that a symbol of the Kabbalah by Mashiach? Anyway, one goes to Pasuk, that there won't be any water in the river. Maybe the fish can't live unless you have water. And then it says after that, Yomahu Asniyat Kerala Beisikro. When there won't be any water in the river, it means the fish will die, but then Mashiach will come. Then Umar has another tradition to say, Amram Chamabat Chadina in the Lord Bashi Tifam Alta Tanzola Beisikro. When we will get rid of the improper Jewish government ruling the Eretz Yisrael, I'll be pastor, but then the Mashiach will come. Because there's going to be a Malchus, there'll be a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael before the coming of Mashiach, and it'll be an improper government, and it'll be a Bizarim for the Jewish people. So then Malchus Hazalah, that chief Malchus, will be disbanded, then Mashiach will come. It's also based on truth. The next one says we'll have to get rid of all the Gatsi HaRuach. Amar Chanina, everything that Chanina is always, has always been the same as those Ashiach with Gatsi HaRuach means so all that is a puzzle. When you get rid of the Bala Gaiva, then Mashiach will come. Then the next tradition is that Gemara Shabbos also. The thing that's Ma'akeh, the coming of Mashiach is that we have so many Zionim who are taking part in Dini Torah in an improper fashion. The Dini Ma'avis says Hadin, the Skilkal Hadin and Ilus Hadin. There's this Ein and Dabi Bora, that's what's holding up the Gula. Ashiach Lekol HaShot and Mishot Mishot Mishot. When we get rid of all of the false Zayon, who make the fourth Dini Torah, then Mashiach will come. Shinem, and he has another passage that says like that. And that's based on the passage. Feel the Nishpat before the, when we'll have proper Nishpat, then we will have the Gula of Atzimah. The Nishpat Yifadim. Our Salvation once mentioned to us that we came from the, I'm not sure whether it's from Chaklam Shechem Bishop, he said in one of the cities where he was as a child, they had an image that that Parsha's garden was always in the 9 days. Yeah. So they used to have a minig instead of laying the 3 aliyah Shabbos afternoon and Monday, Thursday morning, the 3 aliyahs for Shemis. Unless you don't have enough sukkim for Shemis, so then you have to go right and Hazim, you have to go right and sometimes you have to go past Shemis. But usually you have 10 sukkim for Shemis, so you finish off the whole thing. Even though in Parshas Vav there are 10 sukkim for Shemis,
said in one of the some communities in Europe, the meaning was that the Balsari was laying for the Shlishi, for the third Aliyah until Shlishi, instead of laying all Kishani, because the Kishani Shlishi deals with Hamadu Zayon. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, he gives the instructions to the Zayon and they should judge properly. And Navi Yishaya says in the Rure, till the Nishmati Padre, when we will get rid of all of the false Zayon, to give false Tiskidina. That's how Shabbos presents this. All the Shulchan and Shulchan are being improper in the entire, but then the Gula will come. That's what's holding up the Gula. It's not the same as the other. The other members are giving Simon what's going to happen, what will be a similar movement. It looks for fish, you won't have any fish, and people won't have any money, and this is different, and this is not a, this is a judgment. It's giving a judgment what's holding up the Gula. It's not saying that this is a sin of the coming of Israel. Then Mor has the famous memory. Amar Rav Yechanan has a third wide line. Amar Rav Yechanan, in Reisa Doshim, it's my beholech, chakela, if everything is shrach, everything is getting shrach, then he said, then he saw it, then he shracha, he should hope that Mashiach will come during that generation, his faith is then on a post. Then he has another memory. Reisa Doshim, Sarah Grab, is both all of Tinohor. If you have on a sheer storage, like a flood, like a river, flooding a lot of water, then chakei lo, then you should hope for the coming of Mashiach. Has the nacha pasuk in Yeshaya that says the nevuah, the lot of Torah, that's the sin for the coming of Mashiach. Then he says, Abba has a third member, Ein Bet David Bo, and the door should kula zakeh or kula chay. Also based on tzukim. If you have a generation that's always extreme, either all the people are extremely tzaddikim or they're all rishon. If you have a normal generation, then you have tzaddikim, they don't even rishon. The Mashiach is not going to come. That's the Adoshim Kulachai. And he bases it on Tzuk. One person says, Ramach Kulam Tzadikim, Yolam Yushuaret. Yolam Yushuaret is an expression for Biyat HaMashiach. That's how some say, so that they go down the next person. Ramach Kulam Tzadikim means, if it will be Ramach Kulam Tzadikim, then it will be Yolam Yushuaret. And Kulachai is based on the other person. They are Kainish, they're no tzaddikim at all. They suddenly came out here. No one knows how to daven. The Ferlach, they're going to come to the man yet. I have to do the man Hashem, the man for Hashem, not because of the name, it's not because there are no tzaddikim. It's a difficult passage. There are many commentaries try to explain what is that all about. What's that? The Dosh Kulachai, Dosh Kulachai. Very strange. Then Imar tells later, where is the Melech HaMashiach? Strange, I got it there. He said, Imar, we saw. The Gemara says, Rav Shul Melech Ashkech Eliyahu the Havikai Natiz Kudim Ha'art Rav Shul Ba'yichoy. He once bumped into Eliyahu HaNavi. Where was Eliyahu HaNavi? In Meirom. By the Kever, by the Ma'ora of Rav Shul Ba'yichoy. What's he doing in the Beit HaKvar? It says that Zakoy, something. So he asks him, Rav Shul Ben Levi, he asks him, am I going to go to Olam Habo? Amalei, Atina le'amad Asi. Amalei, in Yirta Adon Azeh. If the Rebbe Shalom won. If the Shekhinah won. Apparently the Shekhinah was there. He says, if the Shekhinah will so decide, so then you're going to go to Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shnayim Ra'iti, V'kol Shlishi Shamati. Or V'kol Shlosha Shamati. There were only two people that I could see, but there was obviously a third individual whom I heard that I couldn't see. Who were the two that he saw? So the Pashup Shat says he means me and Eliyahu HaNavi. Shnayim Ra'iti, I was there and Eliyahu HaNavi was there. But the Shlishi was the Shekhinah. So I heard the Shekhinah, but I couldn't see the Shekhinah. You know, there's a different interpretation. Who are the Shnayim Ra'iti? Others interpret not the Shnayim with me and Eliyahu HaNavi. It means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with Eliyahu HaNavi. The Ruh that called Shloisha Shamati, not called Ashlishi. The Shloisha Ovis, he heard the Avamit and Yankit in the background. The Mashiach has all kinds of suggestions of other interpretations. Very unclear. Very unclear. Anyway, the kids of this Rav Shul Malay, they met Eliyahu HaNavi. Amalai, they asked him, Ema Tati Mashiach, yes, Eliyahu HaNavi. When is Mashiach coming? What is Mashiach coming? So these are Gemara and Erezim. Gemara talks a little bit about the Yes HaMashiach. So the Gemara says that the Gemara interprets, the Gemara understands the Pshat in the Tosfos. In the end of Malachi, the last part is called the very end of Malachi. In the Nechesh Shalech Lachem Yitzeli, I'm not going to say, Boyam Hashem, I'm going to say, 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 I'
that the Rebbe Shalom is going to send Eliyahu HaNavi the day before Birat HaMashiach, and Eliyahu HaNavi will appear in front of the Bezna Gadol, in front of the Sanhedrin, and he will identify who the Melech HaMashiach is. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's because Rambam said, how can it be? But no one has any smicha to manage them. No one has any smicha. There is no Bezna Gadol. So where is Eliyahu HaNavi going to appear? So it must be that there's a possibility that the Gemara has such a tradition. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to appear to the Sanhedrin. Because there is a possibility of reinstituting the Senate. How can it be? But no one has, you have to have smicha ishim to yish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So it must be that there is a possibility of chidush of smicha, that you can start smicha yesh meyai. We used to smicha ishim to yish at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to the Shin Zikainim, and to Yeshua, and each one of them gave smicha to others, ishim to yish at Moshe Rabbeinu. Smicha has become curved up in Eretz Yisrael. And now, there's nobody alive who has any smicha ishim to yish at Moshe Rabbeinu that they got the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says you don't have to worry. The Rambam writes in three places, in Tirshan Shnayim, in the Mishnah Torah, that it's possible that all the Chachamim and Eretz will get together, they'll reinstitute this meeting. So one of the riots that the Rambam had for this idea was Rosh Hashanah activation. And so one of that could be that maybe Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he'll confer smicha. Eliyahu HaNavi probably has smicha, he never died. So he will come and he will confer smicha. So the Rambam says no. It says Eliyahu HaNavi will appear to the Bez Magadol. So apparently there's going to be a Bezna Gadol in existence before Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So the Rambam thinks that it's possible to have a Chiddush of Smicha. He discussed this from there. When in the 1500s, when they were Mechadish the Smicha in Tzfat, and they gave Smicha to Rabbi Yosef Karon and to the Alshev, the few. They gave Marie Beiram. Yeah, they didn't give so many people Smicha. Very few had Smicha. So at that time they were interested in giving Smicha for the purpose of Malchus. So the Maralbat of Lady Mkhabib from Yerushalayim wrote a whole concept of Smicha discipline. He raised an issue that from the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam writes, you can make Chiddush HaSmicha, he says, Chiddush HaSmicha would be good to be done in its nosis. The Rambam never says it's good to give Malchus. Kavachem, it wouldn't be good to become a member of the Bezna Gadol. The Rambam, when he gives this whole, in one place, when he gives the whole presentation, Chiddush HaSmicha, he gives the whole presentation of the possibility of Chiddush HaSmicha, it sounds like one of the things that was bothering him was this tradition happening in Marseille and Erezin, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to appear in front of the Bezna Gadol. There won't be any Bezna Gadol. How can there be a Bezna Gadol? First, Eliyahu HaNavi has to come. He's going to take two Balabatim. The Rambam writes that in order to confer Smicha, you need a Bezna 3. That's one of the first paragraphs. You need a Bezna 3 that they don't have to be Mitzvachim. Two can be Balabatim. And one of them has to have Smicha, Yishmin Tiyish and Moshe Rabbein. If no one has any Smicha, that's not Yishmin Tiyish and Moshe Rabbein. But you don't need all three should have Smicha. You need a Bezna 3. Who can be Balabatim, they don't have to be learned either. If someone tells me this guy knows how to learn, so go to Ginnuk, they don't have to fahir him in order to be. Umar has in the first present then, when he used to give smicha, they didn't fahir. They would send a letter, one rob would send a letter to the other rob, they keep one of the tamachot and say he would give them the smicha. Why didn't he give smicha? Because he lived in Bogle. He can't give smicha in Bogle, because the fellow would travel to Eretz Yisrael. And he wouldn't fahir. He would follow the hand a letter that he brought from Kutzlot and he knows how to learn, that he gave smicha. So the Balabatim can also give smicha. The only thing is they won't be Yishim Tiyish and Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to have one of the three. You could have said Eliyahu HaNavi will take two individuals and come to the Bezna and start giving smicha and he'll make a Bezna Gadol. But it doesn't appear to only Agarzen. Sounds like the Bezna Gadol will already exist from before. But the way the Rambam presented in the Tirush HaMishnah sounds like this smicha, the Chiddush HaSmicha will even be good to become a member of the Bezna Gadol. The way he presented in the Mishnah Torah, sounds like it's only good to be done in its nothing. That's a bit of a problem. Anyway, so that Gemara in Erezin, the Gemara in Erezin understands that that's shot in the process of the El Malachi. In an Echasholach, Lachem Yisrael Yad Novi, Malachi says, I'm the last Novi, he's going to come, he's angry, he's not going to send anyone to be him, and he's going to be the last Novi, say, well, you're never going to come right before the coming of Mashiach. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, there were those who think, there were those Chachamim who were of the opinion that Eliyahu HaNavi was going to come before Mashiach. That could be, we're not so convinced of that. He said, we'll wait and we'll see what happens. Well, Mashiach, how did he know to reject that Gemara? He said, there are those who think like that. So the Achrayim say he got it in Chidosh, says another, say he got it in this Gemara. A few, I think in the bottom line, Yankee, both the Eon Yaakov, they all say, he got it apparently from this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked them, he thought, I mean, now he starts to know when Mashiach is going to come to us, and when is Mashiach going to come? Amos asked Mashiach, he said, go ask him. Go ask Mashiach. He said, where is he? So he says, he's at Pisco de Tarso. He's by the gate of Rome. He said, Rome, near the Vatican. What's he doing by the gate of Rome? Should be in Yerushalayim, no? He's in a Kailo and Bnei Brak. What's that this in Rome? Says, Maomi Prague has a whole essay about this. And Mashiach will be the most unexpected, the most unlikely candidate. Not me. We always imagine in our mind it's going to be like this. Now the heifer has to be like this. Each person will learn from his yeshiva, each chassid will learn by his rabbi, thinks he's going to be from this group of people, from this yeshiva, and he's going to be in this mahalach. And then the Gemara says, no, he's going to be the most, like who was the goyel by his bullet in Mitzrayim. So the Maharami Prak says it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was brought up in Midian. He ran away. He was in Midian. He didn't have all the traditions that the Yidden had there in Eretz Yisrael. The most unlikely candidate. He was brought up in Beit Paro. And he ran away from Midian, and he wasn't together with Bnei Yisrael. And turned out that he was Israel. And who David HaMelech is a descendant of whom? Of Rusam Vayavir. All the people in the world, Rusam Vayavir. And had Larnari Amen and Vayav. Not that the Allah says, Amen and Vayav. Amen is Vayavir, the Lord Vayavir. And Vayavir is Mutta. Yeah, Mutta, but it's not a Mitzvah and Amuk. It's not Lamahadi. Why is that? The most unlikely in the words that we would never have guessed what it's going to be. The point that this Gemara also. Eliyahu Navi tells Rabbi Shimon Levi, where is Melech HaMashiach? So he says, over there by the gates of Rome, the most unlikely place. He says, how will I be able to identify? He wants to go ask him when he's going to come to you. He says, how will I be able to identify? So he says, sitting with all the sick people there. Yosef Eni Ami Yisovlei Chaloyim. The poor people are very sick, and they all have to open up the bandages and put the medication, whatever, wipe off the crust. And then they close all the bandages, and they feed one on him. He opens one bandage at a time. He cleans off the pus, and he puts it back. He opens one at a time, cleans it up. Instead of doing all of them at one shot, takes less time. He does like this. He finally goes over. He identifies the Shumalev. He goes over to Rome. He identifies this fellow. He's Mashiach. Then he says, why don't you do the normal way? Why don't you do like all of the other Bethlehem? So they clean them all up. He says, no, the Baruch Hu may send me any minute to do the Gula. He doesn't want to be knocked the next 10 minutes. If he's going to open up all the 5 bandages, he's going to have to put medication on all 5, he's going to take 5 times as long to put all 5 back. So he does one at a time, not to be knocked the rule even an extra minute. That's the answer that he gets. So he asks him, Taki, when are you going to come? So he says, Hayom. What do you mean, Hayom? So he didn't know what he meant, but Hayom and Mikola Sushmo. Because it's in the Ethan, there's an Akishenim. It wasn't yet the Ether, so considering the possibility of an Akishenim before this month, before the case of Yomim, so that's only been Esau to the children. So he didn't tell him that story, he just told him Hayom, so he thought that he was a liar. So he waits till the end of the day, Moshiach didn't come, so he goes back to Eliyahu, he says, he told me a lie. He couldn't understand the Shaka, he told me Hayom, the Baloyah, so he didn't come, the day is over. So he says, Eliyahu tells him, no, he meant Hayom and Mikolas Shishmo. He meant to allude to that part of the concern, he didn't mean Hayom. So that's what the Mephoshim points out. How could Rabbi Shulman Korcho, how could Rabbi Shulman Levi possibly have misunderstood that he really meant Hayom? But Eliyahu Navi didn't appear in front of the Bez Magoliath. The Gemara says it's an error in this. Take it out of the Eliyahu Navi has to appear. So you see that Rabbi Shulman Levi is not the house of the Gemara. You see the Chiluk in the Eitz and the Gemara Gush. So that's what the Rama writes, that there were those who were of the opinion, and he writes on the Gemara in error, and that's in one opinion. And he says, not necessarily so. As Moshiach said, come and we'll see whether that is the correct opinion or not. But he's not so convinced that has to be like that. So this Gemara is such a. The Rambam in the Geres Taimon adds on to more conditions about Melech HaMashiach. He writes, the Melech HaMashiach. Gemara has later, what's the name of the Melech HaMashiach? So he quotes, his name is Gemdi Tzemach. As he says, Tzemach Shmo, and he talks of Yitzmach. Each one has a different suggestion. Shilo Shmo, Yinon Shmo, on the bottom, Rakim Shmo. What are different suggestions in Yitzmach? So there's one part, it's Tzemach Shmo, and he talks of Yitzmach. What does that mean? So the Rambam says, the Jewish Amulet, and that part it is that Vaktin Kulunta Derech. Tzemach Shmo Mitzvah Yitzchon doesn't necessarily mean his name is going to be Tzemach, it'll be an unknown figure. It'll be someone who no one ever heard of. The most unlikely candidate, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to be the most unlikely candidate. He's going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. No one whom you would have thought of in advance. Then the Rambam says also, We might never point this out, but the Rambam says it's a pasuk in Navi, twice it's in Navi, that the Mashiach will appear in Eretz Yisrael. He writes to the Balabatim in Teiman, there was a crackpot who set himself up as Mashiach. So he asked the Rambam, who didn't live there in Teiman, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, said he psychoanalyzed him long distance and tell him that he was in or is he for real? Is he in a Mashiach? So he says, based on the Nebuah, he can't be Mashiach. Mashiach has to be in his Gala in Eretz Yisrael. Because he says nothing like that. In Eretz Hatzri, he'll be in his Gala. Hi, maybe he'll be in his Gala later in Eretz Hatzri. Now the Kula Sagina is telling everybody now in Teiman that he's a Mashiach. Then he'll have a second in his Gala, and he says, no. And the Tzemach Shmoni Tzachtam Yitzchok will be an unknown figure. No one will know him before the time that he will be in his Gala in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlah. That's what the Rambam adds on. He might never point it out because it's Sukkim. Rambam he wants to point out that it's explicit Sukkim. All these things that they're reading things into the Sukkim. Rambam says, this is nothing in the Sukkim. You know, they don't have to read anything into the Sukkim. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And this week said that this girl has a comment that many people, rubs many people the wrong way. Clearly, it's not the Shia comment. The prophet says that Eliezer and Avram were sent to find the Shia for you. So Eliezer and Avram see that he had to speak to Sadera, according to the tradition of Ayom Yatar, Ayom Bosi, had to speak to Sadera. Rabbi Ayom Aloy, yes. And then it says he sees where the Mayan is yoking the Grosser, when Rizka comes to the well. And that's occurred. And with all the Nisim and the Flores that happened, with the Sadat and everything, and Pumptus was from Avraham Avinu's family, he said he wanted to kill it from his family, he's still not prepared to, with all the Nisim and the Flores and the Yichus and everything, he's still not prepared to send to Zio. He has to say she's really Bala Chesed. That's the main thing. A lot of times, young people are looking for Shidduchim, so they're looking for Yichus, they're looking for money, they're looking for looks, they're looking for all kinds of Nisim and the Flores, all kinds of supernatural things that they have to look for. To see whether it's compatible, and to see whether the person is an easygoing individual, that they have a smooth personality that they'll be able to live with them. To see if the person is a Bala Chesed or not. If the person is not a Bala Chesed, you can have all the Yichus in the world and all the Nisim and the Flores and all the Moslems, and they won't be any shalom bayit. Anything that has to be with Chesed, marriage has to be with Chesed.
Vermont
is in Europe, he said.
What
do you need it for?
He wants it companionship.
You can take other dogs.
You know, you have to have a leash.
You need a Makama.
No, the domestic animal.
What?
Makama, if you make the name, it carries something. Yeah. You have to hold on to the leash. You have to hold it up. You shouldn't steer below 10 foot, I think, to Shopenhauer. So what else do you have to have? How you have to do it?
Now, Shmei mentioned that Ochan, when he was in America, he said in the Meshach Zivitzikar at Mashiach Kumar, before he went back to Europe, that he told him to stay here, he was in terror with that. So he said that this Zivitzikar at Mashiach.
When was that in the 40s?
That was in the 40s, in 39.